Hey guys, it's Antiquated Ideas, and it's been quite a while. Probably like half a year or some shit. I don't really remember. Sure feels like it, though. Anyway, I'm coming at you with another car cast. Not a podcast, because I'm not in a fucking pod. That's a low-hanging joke. That's a really low-hanging joke. I'm passing the police right now, so, you know, just a reminder, the risks that I take for you guys. Just kidding, there's actually not much of a risk involved. Well, I mean, I guess there is, but there isn't, you know what I mean? Anyway, I'm not gonna get off topic with that. It's been a while, so, I wanted to come at you with something else. I'm gonna get back into the eco-nationalism stuff, because there's a lot more that I want to talk about with it. I mean, a lot more. I still firmly believe in it. I mean, I honestly really don't think that my belief in it will ever change. If anything, just my idea of what eco-nationalism is might evolve. But that's not always, you know, that's not a bad thing, because that's pragmatism, and pragmatism is one of the core aspects of eco-nationalism. But today I wanted to talk about something more conceptual, I guess, and that is perspective. And perspective, I think, is something that, you know, people talk about, but they don't really understand. They don't understand how to practice it. And it's not something that people, like, really... when you think about, what people say, oh, the golden rule is to treat others how you want to be treated, right? That applies to perspective. That really is perspective. Is, you know, it requires perspective anyway in order to understand how the quote unquote golden rule works, and that is, you know, that you treat others how you want to be treated, right? Well, why would you treat others the way you wanted to be treated? And that's because, you know, you're using that perspective to understand that. If somebody's treating you like an asshole, you know, if you get on Call of Duty and somebody's talking about how they fucked your mom and that hurts your feelings, you know, so then you turn around and you go and you say it to somebody else, but don't understand that that might hurt their feelings too, you know, that's kind of how it is. I mean, also, I think part of it is, kind of an innate recognition of karma, or like cyclical justice, you know, being like, well, you get what you put out, you get back what you put out, you know, that's kind of, you're going to be treated how you treat others, like that sort of thing. But it does require that perspective to understand that the reason you would want to treat somebody else good is because you know how it feels to be treated poorly, you know, and you don't want that for somebody else. Or at the very least, you can imagine how that other person would feel. And I don't mean this in some gay new age way where it's like you can't offend anyone. No, I mean, you're perfectly allowed to offend people with your opinions or your beliefs or what have you. But it boils down to just your general nature and your general treatment of people. And perspective plays a huge role in that. I mean, if you don't have perspective, if you're unable to use perspective to see what it's like for other people to be treated the way that you are treating them, then you're never going to treat them properly. You know, you're never going to have respect for people. If you can't put yourself in their position and imagine what it's like to be disrespected by you. And I think that perspective requires more thought than most people would like to give it, really. And that's part of the issue with it, is that perspective actually does require, like, a lot of thought, and empathy as well. Not everyone is an empathetic person, especially, you know, maybe not by nature. They can learn empathy. Well, at least some people can. That's the thing about this. And that's the thing about any one of these, conceptual topics, is that when I say this applies to most people, you know, I do mean most people, because there's always going to be an exception to that rule. There's always going to be people who are like seemingly unable to have these things, you know, have empathy, have passion, have perspective. I don't know why people are incapable of it, you know, whether it's just that's just how some people are, you know, whether it's an innate thing to somebody's being, or whether it's somebody's chemistry. I mean, I really don't know. And I would like to know really why some people are like that. I mean, I think a lot of it boils down to what people have souls and what don't, or which people have souls and which don't. Which is something that I would like to, I think I've mentioned it before, but I'd like to get into it another time, because that's kind of a lengthy topic as well, having a soul. Because I truly don't think that every person is born with a soul. And that's, you know, controversial, because you're thinking, well, shit, you know, don't all people have souls, right? Isn't that like, aren't babies born with a soul? Well, nah. I don't know, you know, that's the real answer, is I don't know, I have an idea, but in all honesty, we never really know these things. Anyway, like I said, I'll get into it another time, but perspective again. See, this is what I do, is I just fucking get off topic so easily. I mean, maybe that makes it entertaining, that it's not structured, and because I'm in the car doing the car cast, not the podcast, because I'm not driving a pod, that... You know, maybe the lack of structure, because I'm doing that, is what lends me to getting off topic so easily. But also, I just get off topic. I mean, I just do that. And fuck it, it's kind of fun, to be honest. It's nice to, like, just talk. But yeah, see, here I go, down another rabbit hole that does not pertain to the topic at hand. I think that perspective, in order to like fully understand perspective, it's something that has to be taught from a young age. Some people will get it, and some people won't. You know, some people, they really do have to be taught it. Some people just understand it. And with me, I think that I have a good sense of perspective, that I'm always, or at least I feel like I'm always able to put myself in the position of other people. And yeah, sometimes it's honestly a detriment, because, you know, it's something that you have to limit in a way, or it's something that you have to understand the boundaries of, because it's like being a good person, right? If you are just an incredibly kind person, you just want to help people, you just want to do good things all the time, well, there's always going to be people out there who abuse that and take advantage of you for that. And so you've got to be on the lookout, right? You know, you've got to know the boundaries of being that kind of person. Otherwise, people are going to take advantage of it. And the same thing comes with perspective. Like, if I get into an argument with somebody, right? Let's say they're accusing me of something. Or not even that. Let's do a better one. Let's say I get into an argument with somebody who... they have a little bit of an ego. They think they're always right, okay? And so, I know that I've done nothing wrong, but somebody's convinced that I've done something wrong, okay? Well, in this situation, I might have the perspective of being able to understand, like, why this other person is feeling this way, you know? Why they feel like I've done something wrong. And so it can actually become a problem, you know, because sometimes in an argument, it stumps you a little bit, where I can see where the other person is coming from so much so that I'm like, shit, maybe I don't have a point. I know, in all reality and logically, I know that I have a point, but, you know, I know that I'm right. But emotionally, I get kind of caught up, and I'm like, oh, well, this is how they feel, you know? So you've got to watch out for those sorts of things. And that's something that you can't really teach. It's just something that has to be learned, because how do you teach somebody, you know, it's like saying that lying is okay, you know, is lying okay? Well, not really. you know, not in the basic definition of lying to somebody. No, it's not okay. But are there times when it is acceptable to lie to people? You know, I mean, can good things actually come of lying to somebody? Yes, actually. And that's what makes these things so complicated. That's why I view the world in a grayscale and not just black and white, is because there are no absolutes with these things. You know, you want to say that there are, but there just aren't. You can't say that lying to somebody is always bad, because sometimes you lie to somebody to protect them from something that maybe they need to find out on their own. You know, I mean, shit, it could be, what about the classic example of you lie to somebody because you're going to throw them a fucking surprise birthday party, you know? How is that detrimental to them? How is that a bad lie? Does that make you a terrible person for lying? Well, no, it really doesn't, but you're still lying to them. And that's what makes this whole thing so complex. But anyway, perspective. I think that in order to have like a truly rounded worldview and to truly understand any given topic, right, to talk about any like societal or political issue, you have to have perspective. You can't only have your perspective coming into it, coming out of it. You can have only your perspective coming into it, but you have to be open and receptive, and imagine how your opposition sees things. And by being able to kind of pander to your opposition, you know, you're only going to make your argument stronger in the end. By acknowledging and showing them that you know how they feel, you know why they're arguing for the things that they're arguing for, but you still see it this way for, you know, X reason, then that gives these other people the opportunity to look at your argument and say, hey, you know, this guy understands it and he feels this way, so maybe he's got a point. Because people want to be recognized, they want to be acknowledged, and they want to be understood. You know, people, they want to be heard. That's really the gist of it, is people want to be heard. And showing somebody that you hear them is the quickest way, I think, anyway, next to, you know, people are pretty food driven also, or money. You give somebody money, they'll do fucking anything. So that's always an option. You know, if you want to win an argument, just pay off your opposition. But the quickest way to get somebody to side with you, in my opinion, is to hear them out and to show them that you hear them. You know, say you understand where they're coming from. And honestly, you know, explain it back to them too. Tell them that you understand. Oh, it's because, you know, I know how you feel. I had a similar experience with this or whatever, you know. Or, oh shit, you know, I can't imagine having to deal with whatever. Really, it's just kind of being like a personable person. Being a person. It helps a lot in those situations. And it's a big like de-escalator too. To be able to understand somebody. Because a lot of people get angry because they're trying to explain something and nobody gets it. So if you get it, they're going to be a lot calmer. Now, that's not everyone, though. Some people are just fucking, they're like off the wall. And there's not much you can do there. I was working with these guys one time on this house, right? Father and son doing HVAC. And we're talking about, I don't know, we were talking about whatever. And the father and son make this joke, right? And the dad goes, well, you know, you can't fix stupid. And the son's like, unless you got a big hammer. And I thought that was so funny. So I had to share it with you. It just popped into my head. But that, I mean, honestly, yeah, some people just aren't going to get it. So there's like kind of not a point. But you'll understand, like, you'll understand when there's not a point to arguing with somebody, because it's like talking to a wall, and walls don't talk back. And if they do talk back, you probably got something wrong with you. So just keep that in mind. But that's like the whole thing about perspective, is how you can use it in your daily life. You know, whether it's to de-escalate a situation or to also, you know, you can use it to build a better relationship with your friends, your family, and your partner too. Like I said, everyone wants to feel heard. They all want to be understood. And so if you can try to understand even a little bit where other people come from, then you're going to go a long way. I think that perspective is something. These are like, I know I say this in every time I talk about a concept like this, but I really do think that a lot of these things are lacking. And it's not like it's, perspective being lacking is not a new issue, you know, and unfortunately a lot of these things, like lack of empathy, is not a new issue. You know, people since the dawn of time have struggled with these things. People just, they just don't get it, and a lot of them don't want to, because it's really easy to get caught up in your own life, and I find myself struggling with that a lot too. Getting caught up in my own life, you know, where I find it hard sometimes to connect with friends and family because I've got so much of my own shit going on. In the recent hurricane that happened, you know, I lost my house. And so I've been struggling with that and work and, you know, the insurance stuff. And it's all like, it's a whole big thing. And so once you have life going on like that, it's really easy to overlook other people and how they feel. And I'm not saying that you should always cater toward other people. No, you've got to look out for yourself and yourself first. Because the only way you can help other people is by looking out for yourself. You know, if you're damaged, you're a broken person, you are stressed, you've got all these things that you've taken upon yourself, and you can't fix your own problems, that's just going to bleed into other people, and you're not going to be able to help them either. And so sometimes that, you know, you have to use that perspective to look at yourself from an outsider's view. That's not an easy thing, and that's something I really struggle with myself, and something that I forget to do, is to try and look at myself through the eyes of someone else. At the good and the bad, you know, because I'll get down on myself about shit, and you really shouldn't talk to yourself and in a negative way. You know, you shouldn't call yourself an idiot just because you dropped something, or because the way that you talk to yourself is honestly really impactful. And you sort of, like, you summon the things that you talk about. So if you're always calling yourself an idiot, then you're probably going to start acting dumber, because you've kind of called that upon yourself. So, you know, you've got to, like, got to recognize that and get away from it. But on the other hand, you know, if you're using perspective to say, hey, I'm not an idiot, you know, like, look at yourself from an outsider's point of view and say, oh, you know, I did good at this, or I can do this, and people compliment me on this, you know, that's one way to use it to improve yourself and look at your good attributes. But you can also look at it and say, hey, people criticize me on this. You know, people are always telling me I'm late, or I'm disorganized, or I can come off a little bit cold, or, you know, whatever it is. You use that also to improve yourself. Perspective just has so much, like, function behind it, that it really is surprising to me. But I mean, it's not, it's also not surprising. See, that's perspective. That's perspective is, I say that it's surprising to me that it's not taught more often, that there's not a bigger focus on it, but truly I understand that it isn't. And that's perspective, because I'm seeing another person's perspective. I'm seeing the other perspective that people just don't care. And that it's honestly too much effort for a lot of people. And so then I'm not surprised. At the same time, I'm not surprised that perspective is not something people focus on. So that, I guess that's a good example of it right there. You know, I don't know. I've been rambling for like fucking 20 minutes now. So I'm, you know, I feel like now is a good place to stop it. It's kind of one of those situations where sometimes the more you fuss with it, the worse it becomes. And I don't want to keep fussing with it. So, not that I'm fussing with you. I'm not fussing with you. I might be fussing with myself. Yes, but not in the car. Well, actually, I am in the car. You get what I'm saying, though. So, yeah, I'm going to end it here. I'll just fucking make up my mind. That's I'm going to do it. I'm going to end it. I'm going to end it. Yeah, okay. That's it, I guess. If you think of anything else, you know, that you maybe you've got your own idea or perspective that you want me to touch up on or add to the episode and, you know, maybe come back to it, do a follow-up, or you've got ideas for another episode or something, as always, feel free to find me on Instagram under the hashtag antiquatedideas. You know, you can find my band, Veste Plata, on Instagram as well. That's a good way to reach me. You know, Instagram's real cool with removing me all the time. I've had like 4 accounts that they removed. And I still have the antiquated ideas, like the V3 account, but I can't log into it because they want me to take a fucking selfie. And even if I do take a selfie, it doesn't recognize me, or it doesn't submit it. I don't know. It's weird. But anyway, that's the episode. So I hope you guys enjoyed.